Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
There was a quick Hulk Hogan story I forgot to mention to you guys. So back when I was working in Fort Wayne, I was up for an award. They did like the company awards. And they said, if you win the award, what intro song music do you want? Like, if you walk up to accept it, we play music, you get to pick. And I said, I want I'm a Real American, the Hulk Hogan's theme song. And they refused to play it at the award ceremony. When I won that, they didn't play my song. They played everyone else's song. They wouldn't play Hulk Hogan's lead-up song. One of my biggest regrets in my professional career. I should have sang it up in the podium. Hulk, we'll miss you. Joining us now is partner and managing director at One Private Wealth, Dave Simons. Thank you so much for joining us here.
You bet, Ryan. And I don't mean to hijack what we're going to talk about, but a quick Hulk Hogan story. Back yes. when I was a Cub reporter in the 80s, I was tasked with interviewing Hulk Hogan live during a 5 o'clock news broadcast in Wichita, Kansas. Uh-huh. And let me tell you, it went off the rails, and people will still talk about it nearly 40 years later from Wichita. Let's just say he started yelling at me and calling me Dangerous Dave. So I still hold that moniker. I had spit flying all over me. I'll leave you with that, but it was something that I still proudly hold dear.
Wow. Was he all greased up too, sweaty? I mean, was he in character?
But that's the funny thing, Ryan, because when he walked out and we were talking before we went live, he was as normal as you and I are talking. He's like, oh, hi, Dave. Where are you from? Oh, you're from St. Louis. Oh, yeah, we were just there the other night. Lights came on live. Well, I'll tell you what, Dangerous Dave. I mean, just went into character mode.
All right, so that's so great, and I'm going to miss him. What a great pop culture icon. All right, so today you had President Donald Trump and Jerome Powell giving a quick little tour of some of the renovations going on at the Federal Reserve. Yes. I want to play a clip from you because it sounds like a little kumbaya moment between the two of them. Let's play that clip.
So we're taking a look, and it looks like it's about $3.1 billion. It went up a little bit, or a lot. So the 2.7 is now 3.1.
I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, it just came out.
Yeah, I haven't heard that from anybody at the Fed.
Yeah, it just came out. I don't know who does that.
You're including the Martin renovation.
That,
you just added
our entire capital plan.
Yeah, you just added in a third building is what that is. That's a third building.
Well, no, but
it's
a building that's being built. Nice to take these off every once in a while.
All right, so, but they were like, it seemed like they were getting along for a second there. I don't know. Maybe that was contentious. Maybe I'm misreading it. All right, where do you think they stand today, and how do you think the rates will be impacted?
Well, so they meet next week, the Fed does, and it's widely expected that they will not lower rates. It is also widely expected that they will start lowering short-term rates at their meeting in September, and that's really what has gotten under the president's skin, because he thinks, obviously, the Fed should start lowering rates now. But, you know, it's a tough job, and it's been tough for everybody. And I think we talked about this last time, but I've gone back and looked at presidents since FDR and their relationship with the Fed governors, and it's always been somewhat contentious. It's just this one is out in the open. But I think a lot of people were expecting some fireworks. I'm glad it didn't happen today, frankly.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know the president made up with Elon Musk after hurting his business and then coming back saying, no, I wish the best for him. I don't want to see his business hurt. I thought, okay, maybe it's the week of reconciling with some of the public disputes that you had. All right. What do you think next? I can't remember if you made this prediction or not. You think the rates are going to stay steady next time they meet?
Yeah, I think that's the consensus because, Jay Powell, one of the things about these Fed governors is they don't want the market to be surprised. Wall Street, just hates uncertainty. So little leaks happen, little off-the-record comments occur just to kind of give a hint to Wall Street, this is what you might all expect from us next week or in a couple of weeks or whenever that they might be. And of course, it's next week. And the consensus is almost 0% chance that they'll cut rates. So that's what I'm going with. I think that's what the market expects. Who knows about September? I have been on record saying I think they should start cutting now. Mm-hmm. And I changed my mind about a month ago because it takes 6 to 9 months for Fed actions to even have any kind of an impact on the economy. And I just hope that they're not waiting too long because we're seeing some slowdown.
Yep. Dave Simons, partner and managing director at One Private Wealth based in Chesterfield. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the insight.
Thanks, Ryan. Have a great day.
Dwayne Patterson joining us after the break. We'll get to Fox News. I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Mark Reardon, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.